Next patient is Barbara Partimore. Partimore is P, P as in Paul, P-A-R-T-H-E-M-O-R-E, Partimore. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbara Partimore. Day of consultation was 11-22-22. Please make a copy for Joanna Mantineo. Joanna is J-O-H-A-N-N-A. I'm sorry, J-O-H-N-N-A. Joanna Mantineo, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O, Mantineo, D-O. Date of visit is 11-22. Date of birth 5-14-58. Next paragraph. Dear Joanna, thank you for sending Barbara Partimore for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is bilateral pleural effusions and pneumonia. Next paragraph. Fifth present illness. This is a 64-year-old lady who was admitted to Advent Hospital in Flagler approximately 3 weeks ago, was seen for shortness of breath and bilateral pleural effusions and CHF. The patient was found to have a moderate size bilateral effusions requiring thoracentesis on right and left, with removal of 500 cc's on the right and 700 cc's on the left side. And the pleural fluid was negative for malignant cells. The patient was discharged home on oxygen, but has since weaned herself off of the oxygen. And she denies shortness of breath with activity, denies leg swelling, and denies any chest pains or palpitations. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history for history for C-section. History for C-section, history for appendectomy, past history for hypertension, and she had an esophageal surgery when she was 1 year old. She had history for pneumonia and has had surgery on her right middle ear. Next, paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 14 years and quit. Alcohol use moderate weekly. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of a stroke. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Med list. Included allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. enoxaparil 10 milligrams a day, levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, lysix 40 milligrams daily, and aldactone 25 milligrams daily, midodrine 10 milligrams BID, and trazodone 50 milligrams HS, potassium 10 milliequivalents daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss, issues, hearing loss. She has shortness of breath with activity, no cough, denies heartburn, but has no abdominal pains, diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no depression, no anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching, she denies cataracts or glaucoma. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress, there was no pallorectal cyanosis or lymphadenopathy, no peripheral edema. The blood pressure, can you please change that peripheral edema? But has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120/70, pulse is 60, respiration 16, temperature 976, weight is 143, saturation 99. HE and anomphalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. And scattered wheezes palatally with crackles at the lung bases. Heart, the absence of irregular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Mild edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral pleural effusions resolved. Number 2 is a history of pneumonia. And number 3 is chronic anemia. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study and a complete pulmonary function study. She will also get a chest x-ray in 1 month. She was placed on Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and she will come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. The patient could possibly return the oxygen to the company if her nocturnal saturation study is negative. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Giovanna Mantinio. Johnna Mantinio, Mantinio. Thank you, Dr. Souza.